Welcome to See You Next Tuesday on a Monday. I'm your host for the hour, Mo. This week, I'm going to be playing a very specific lineup of songs. And the focus is definitely on the music this week, as I find I do not have all that much to say these days, to be honest. Personally, I am counting down the hours before spring break. Cannot lie. I'm not going to tell you what the theme of the music is, just because I think you'll figure it out pretty quickly. Yeah, I don't know. It's like very obvious if you're listening to the songs. Oh, a little hint that I was sort of unaware of. It has to do with the month we just entered, and I definitely should have known that, but, you know, things slip the mind. It happens. So this first song has been on repeat. I've been so obsessed with it. It's kind of concerning. But it's just so catchy. And I've been on a huge Caroline Rose kick just because their music has... It's just been speaking to me lately. I don't know. But this is Jeannie Becomes a Mom by Caroline Rose.
Thank you. Thank you. fine color. The tide comes in as it must go out. Consistent like the laughter of the girls on the beach. My girls on the beach. Happy ever after. It's okay.
Okay, that was The Beach 2 by Wolf Alice. I love that song so much, and it makes me so excited for summer. Like, I'm already looking forward to being on the beach with my girls and just like, well, just not being in Medford. Not that Medford is bad, but I miss being like, well, I miss having my car, one, and I miss being able to then drive said car, like, 5 minutes to a beach. Now, is that beach to a lake that I will not swim in because of pollution? Maybe, but also just, like, having a body of water, no matter how polluted, just to look at can sometimes make you feel like the world is going to be okay, even if you're kidding yourself. Anyway, but I'm very excited for summer in general. Cautiously optimistic, I would say. Okay, switching gears, as per usual, I always do this. These next songs have a little more angst and anguish behind them. This first song is partially in French, which I don't speak, but it still sounds cool. If you're a listener of the show, you know I was in Montreal this semester, and they speak French there. And I did not pick up much of the language while I was there, except for, you know, like, their filler sounds, like a lot of ooh. So I'm basically fluent. Okay, this is Girl by Men I Trust.
Thank you. my heart may be
the girl.
Okay, that was This Woman's Work by Kate Bush. She's had some massive hits. You probably know Babushka, Running Up That Hill, or my personal favorite, Wuthering Heights. I also just love her voice, because it's different in like a... I don't know, like she sounds like a... like an animal, like a bird. Like she sounds like a bird when she sings, if that makes any sense. Like she has a very cooey kind of voice. You know what? No, it does make sense. I stand by that statement. I stand by it. Also, Woman by Angel Olsen, which I played before. I know it's a 7.5 minute long song. Sue me. I'm sorry. It's my show. I can play what I want. And as I said, maybe not last week, but the week before, I've been obsessed with Angel Olsen, and that song kills me. That song kills me. Oh my God. Just that entire album, to be honest. Anyway, okay, I'm taking you back out of sad and back into vibes, because I'm trying to keep the show relatively light, because I feel like we all need a break. You know, like I'm listening to the music along with you guys. I don't want to feel bummed. Long week ahead, etc., etc. So this next song is so, so fun. It was one of my spring summer bangers this past season, if you will, this past year. And it'll probably be it again this year because the song just doesn't really get old. Like, I don't know, it's really short. Maybe that's why. But I can play it over and over and over and over again and not get bored of it. But yeah, my personal prediction is she'll be making a comeback for me this season. I don't know. Do you ever like try to predict your like seasonal vibes based on music? Maybe that's just me, but I feel like I can tell what kind of like winter I'm going to have or what kind of fall I'm going to have based on what music I think I'm going to be listening to. So based on what music I think I'm going to be listening to this summer, I think it's going to be good. But whatever. Okay, this is Mother Nature's, and I can't say the last word on air or else I'll get in trouble with the station, but it starts with a B. Mother Nature's B word, because I can't say it, by OK Kaya. And I hope you guys like it because I love it. I think it's so fun. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was West End Girls by Pet Shop Boys. I think the song has become a bit of a cult classic just because it has such a good beat and, like, I don't know how to describe the type of lyrics, but maybe, like, eccentric. Yeah, whatever. And you know what? It's valid because I love that song. I just think it's fun, you know? Okay, it's about time for a PSA, and let me explain my rationale for choosing this one. I miss my dog. I miss my dog. I also have two cats, and one of them's chill. Like, one of them, we're really chill. Like, we get along. Like, we can both sit on the couch and, like, be chill together. But the other one, I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's me or if it's her, but the vibe is off. And we just really don't mesh well. I'm also allergic to her. I'm only allergic to one of the cats. Any scientists or future veterinarians listening, please reach out. Let me know. Why am I only allergic to one of my cats? Let me explain. They're from the same litter. So that doesn't make sense to me. Like, they're from the same litter. Literally, like, twin sisters, whatever. And I'm only allergic to one of them. It feels purposeful. It feels purposeful, intentional. But nonetheless, I miss my dog. Because, you know, he's just my guy. Like, we just really get along well. He's not the brightest, but do you know what? We all have strengths. He's really fast. And he's cute. He's not a tiny little yappy dog. Full offense to any of you who have small dogs. I don't think they qualify. They're more in the Rodentia family, in my opinion. I don't think they're real dogs. Because, no. Like, they just don't act right. Like, they're so... Yeah, I don't know. Oh my gosh. I haven't been watching what I've been saying. Did I accidentally swear? Guys, if I accidentally swore, no one tell on me. I wasn't paying attention. Usually I have to, like, be on it more. Like, censoring myself. But I let my guard down. I got real and vulnerable. Just me and the microphone. Me, the mic, and you guys. I was telling you my true thoughts about my pets, and now I can't recall if I broke the rules or not. Whoops. My bad. My bad if I did. I don't think so, but don't call me on it, please. Anyway, oh my god. Let me get to the PSA. You guys are like, shut up. Anyway, okay. PSA. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585. Again, that's 978-422-8585, or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. I'm a big proponent for adopting dogs from shelters. I'm a big anti-breeder. I just think it's just not really ethical. And also those dogs, if you get a purebred dog, oh my gosh, no one cares about my opinions on, like, dogs. I'm not a dog trainer, whatever, but I think it's unethical to, like, breed purebreds, one, just to sell them when there's already an overpopulation of dogs and shelters, dogs and cats for that matter. And also purebred dogs are at the most risk for any disease or illness, whatever. So there's that. We adopted my dog from a shelter. He's so cute. Anyway, I like how I'm acting like I'm showing you a picture. One, I don't have my phone up, and two, even if I did, you couldn't see him, because this is radio. If you can't tell, I'm just like in a talking mood, and there's nobody to talk to here but myself, like, right now. Which is chill. I enjoy those conversations. Anyway, let me cut myself off. Okay, the final song I have for you guys tonight is one of my absolute personal favorites, from one of my absolute favorite artists of all time. If you haven't guessed the theme by now, you're crazy. That's insane. But I guess I have been a little rambly. Okay, not too bad. I've been worse before. But this last song will definitely give it away, I think, in my opinion. Well, both the title and, like, I think it really encapsulates the vibe, the topic, how I feel on the matter, on the subject area, etc. I always say etc, but I know it's, like, etc. Like, I know there's no ek, but I can't stop. Well, I just did. I did just say etc. Whatever. Guys, let's all just take a minute and take a breath. If any of you are still up and you're studying, I know a lot of midterms are this week. You've got this. You're gonna kill it. I believe in you. I know probably there's, like, some, I think science-y midterms are this week, because a lot of mine were last week or the week after, and I'm more humanities. So, calc, chem, bio. Actually, I think chem was last week. Whatever. You guys, any CSers out there, you've got it hard, and I'm rooting for you. I really am. Because I could never do what you do. Well, I could, but it would be really, really hard, and I would struggle very much at it. So I appreciate all that you do for us, the world, and I wish you the best of luck on your studying. And if you're listening to this on the archive, and you're not studying, I guess I hope you enjoyed listening while you were, like, driving or doing your laundry. I'm thinking about what my mom and my grandma would be doing while they're listening. Yeah, basically. Okay. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody. I'm Mo. That I am. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I will see you next Tuesday on a Monday, and then not the one after that because that's spring break. And this is Ladies by Fiona Apple, my literal favorite ever. I have a tattoo of Fiona Apple, whatever. No one cares, but I have a matching tattoo of Paper Bag by Fiona Apple with my mom. So you're jealous. You're literally jealous. Okay, I'm shutting up now. Enjoy this last song, guys.
Ladies, 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 ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Ladies, 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 ladies. Nations on the lumen effect and the parallax view and the figure and the form and the revolving door that keeps turning out more and more good women like you. Yet another woman to whom I won't get through. My nation's on the lumen effect and the parallax view and the figure and the form and the revolving door that keeps turning out more and more good women like you. Yet another woman to whom I won't get through. Ladies, 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 take it easy when he leaves me. Please be my guest to whatever I might have left in his kitchen cupboards, in the back of his bathroom cabinets. And oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, there's a dress in the closet. Don't get rid of it, you look good in it. I didn't fit in it, it was never mine. It belonged to the ex-wife of another ex of mine. She left it behind with a note, one line. It said, I don't know if I'm coming across, but I'm really trying. She was very kind. Nobody can replace anybody.
yet another woman to whom I won't get through. Yet another woman to whom I won't get through. Yet another woman.